It is the post-match show after Liverpool have beat Arsenal 1-0 to go clear at the top of the league. I've got Damian Carvara, I've got Dan Austin, and I've got Dan Morgan. And Dan, there was a load of quality in that game, but there was one moment from Dobby Szoboszlai where he wrapped his beautiful Hungarian foot around that ball right into the corner. You were in the car. What did it look like from where you were?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, as a man who went to bed at 5 a.m. and got up at 8 a.m, I needed that when it came. No, mate, it might be one of my favourite Kop End goals, to be honest. What I really liked about it was how he added more of our players to the wall. He was just so confident he could get it over and in the net, and it was unbelievable. Like, it looked so far out from where we were in the Kop behind the goal. And then when you see it on Terry, I mean, it looks even further. So it's a brilliant game to win. It's a brilliant goal to win a game, essentially. Like, that's what you want. 84th minute, maybe, I think it was. It's been a tough game. It's been so tense. And then you have a moment of quality like that to break the deadlock and ultimately win it. It's a deserved winning goal.
It's a winner in every sense, Dan. It's some hurting. As soon as he goes in, I fancy us to hold on, and we do. There's some great defending after that, which we'll come on to. But your view of the goal, first of all, because you were in the Kop as well.
Yeah, back of 202 on the left-hand side. So the different side to where the ball swerves to. And I can't recall seeing a better free kick in the flesh ever, I don't think. I loved that about five of them had a chat about, well, who fancies to go there, because it was too central for anyone to clip it back post or anything like that. So it was like, well, someone's just going to have to kick it at the goal. Who's our best man for the job? And they had a chat about it for about 2 minutes, and they settled on him. As soon as you could see the flight of the ball, it felt really clear that it was going in, and the little ping was just perfect. I can't recall seeing a better dead ball in my life than that. And what a way to win a game of football.
It's funny, Dan Day talks about great free kicks we've seen. It reminded me of Ben and Messi against us at Barcelona.
Yeah, good shout, yeah.
It was the one that takes it 3-0, and I was at the Nou Camp that night, yeah. And when he hits that in, I just think, fucking hell, fair play. And around there's a few Arsenal fans who are like, fucking hell, fair play, because fucking hell, fair play.
Well, I hope they come to terms with it, because it genuinely was as good as a free kick you could ever wish to see. I'll just say it to me lad before the free kick goes, before he takes the free kickers. You see this lad in every international break, and it seems to be something on Twitter. We see the same clip of him scoring this worldie, and he's never done it for us. But sure enough, he puts the ball down and just laps it. But laps it intelligently, accurately, deliberately. And the moment he left his foot, he was in the goal. The moment it hit the post, we were going to win the league. I mean, that's how euphoric I feel about that goal, because it wasn't the most open game, and Liverpool weren't at the most fluent, and we can certainly come on to that. But just in regard to the free kick, from being in the centre of the goal, being that far out, in this day and age where you're not allowed to cheat with the wall and whatever have you, he just put it down and went, see you later. Usually the second best team in the country, and the best team in the country hasn't started as well as it might do, but it's just proved it's the best team going. It's got key moments, it's got everything. I'm fucking ecstatic.
It felt like April in August, which is to do with the context of the game, and it feeling like, well, they really didn't want to lose, but wouldn't it be great if you win it? The way that they play always just makes it feel like it's the end of the world if you struggle against them and stuff. It just felt incredibly meaningful. And in very meaningful, very difficult games against very physical teams, you often need something that's quite special and quite late. And that was very late and very, very special.
Yeah, and you know, I agree with that entirely. So, in the run-up to this game, the last scoreline I was expecting was 1-0. But, based on the last couple of games...
Everyone coming up and saying, oh, 2-0, that sort of thing.
And so, for that reason, it's not just a made-up about the free kick, but I'm also made up about the results and the manner of the results, because Liverpool haven't been at their best, and when they come up against the next best, which by any definition they are, to control the game, for the game to be live until the last kick, for them to not like they're going to score at all, we're back to slot ball, aren't we? We're back to the third game of the season, Liverpool have controlled the game. In the third game of the season, for the first time, Liverpool have looked like that sounds. Arsenal have presented an unusual obstacle to us. We weren't good in the first half. I was very irritated by half time, but in the second half we were much better. Today's result was the perfect result on reflection for Liverpool to go, all right, the Hearn Scarum's behind us, we've had the English Cup tie behind us, we're now playing our nearest challenges, and we've just deservedly won. And if you need a moment of magic, that's what we've got in our locker. See you later. And to see Fede dancing in front of three defenders towards the end and then being a bit desperate, it was a phenomenal, it was the best possible scoreline for Liverpool today if you look at it long term.
They are the best two teams in the league, and I thought that before the season, and City stuttering sort of shows that. And you know, you criticise their approach, you could question whether they could be braver, but the fact is they'll get a lot of points this year, so to beat them so early, it's got 3 points ahead of them so early, is massive.
100%, they're 6 pointers no matter when they are in the season, you know, the 6 pointers. So yeah, definitely, look, I think there was I think the performance was great. I think at times the final ball let us down. A little bit of Mo's touch was awry, a little bit.
He was off all day.
Key moments. But they're really set and compact. And I think in the ground there was times when people wanted us to be a bit more risky. But like you say, Cav, you know, the flip side of that argument is people are saying, well, we've been dead shaky and we've conceded loads
of goals. Too open on the counter.
Canate was great today. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Different player.
Yeah.
The player of the last three games. Really, really on it with that with Gyökeres from the first whistle in the 1v1. So for us to just stay compact, to be sensible in the shape, to play our own game and to trust that we'll find a breakthrough. And the irony is that it comes from a set piece from us when they're kings of it, you know. We look comfortable. I thought once we got through the first three or four corners of theirs, I weren't fearful that they were going to get one from that particular avenue. And they don't break shape no matter what. Even like that last 5 minutes when we were up, when we were 1-0 up, they didn't, all right, they penned us in a little bit, but they didn't really go for it. You didn't see them leaving tons of gaps. You didn't see them like doing too much that was risky. Against anyone else, we'd have probably won that 2-0 by just getting a break where we'd have been 2-3 on one. It's a massive win, that, you know, it's really big. We haven't won against them in six. And like I said that Friday, like, any team, Liverpool shouldn't be going against anyone and not winning in six. They should be beating anyone because they're amongst the top three teams in world football. So it's a marker no matter what. And hopefully, you know, the next 24 hours we can get a bit more good news in terms of bolstering the squad. Everyone can settle down after the international break. There's no more transfers to talk about. We bed in with what we've got. And we start getting points on the board, because the other thing to say is, like, people were talking about Wirtz in the ground. Ah, you know, I'm not sure he's not at his best yet. He still comes to terms with it. They're three hard games to go into for your first three games in Liverpool's shirt. Same for Echetike, same for Kerkes. All right, he knows the league a bit more, whatever. We bed down after this international break. We start putting points on the board. We get easier games. But we've 3 from 3. But everything people
Fantastic.
Are saying about us, you know, we're a bit iffy here. We're not sure there. 3 from 3 in the first three, and 3 difficult fixes have been done. Great, really, really happy.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Wirtz. He's going to take time to settle. He's either just going to turn up and be man of the match in the first game and set the world on fire. But I can, you know, being of a certain vintage, that didn't happen for Peter Beardsley, playing the same number, not far off the same position. And in the first half, I was frustrated with him. Every pass he's trying to do is getting intercepted. But as the game expanded, and I think Curtis was a catalyst for this.
Oh, he was great when
tremendous.
He was. Brilliant.
He wasn't on the pitch long enough to be man of the match.
I think he might well have been. A fella didn't score from 30 yards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. but he was the difference between the two teams. He won the free kick. I've always liked him as a real valuable squad player, and I don't want to damn him with faint praise.
He's one of them who's when he's on the bench, he watches the game. You can tell he's watched the game from the bench.
Even when an egg didn't stop his side, I was a Curtis lad.
I love Curtis Jones.
But yeah, it's Bates.
Yeah, just, you know, he's got to play himself into the system. You know, he's got to play himself into the pace of the game, the system. You know, you don't learn how to swim watching it from the side. You've got to get in the pool. Liverpool are going to persevere with him. I think it's going to ignite. And we've seen, I think, in the second half today, we've seen real flashes of him. Because once the dynamic in the midfield was sorted out, all of a sudden He looked more dangerous. He looked more ominous. Now, it's only green shoots, and I'm not getting carried away. But it was great to see it. And there's no doubt in my mind it'll come. It's just, you just got to work through these things. And isn't it great that we're working through these things in transition and we're top of the league, having played the next best team in the country?
Yeah, he'll get there. You can see it. I agree with Damien. When the game opened up second half, he looked better, but then obviously you're tired. But does it help? You know, Dan mentioned Salah's touch before. He puts two great balls into Salah. Both times, Salah's second touch is a tackle. And he said, I'm not going to have a go at Mo Salah. He's been brilliant for us. But that bit of luck that you want, you know, if Salah takes that in his stride and scores, then you go and great assist. And I just think with him, it'll take a bit longer. But also, he'll love Isaac if we get him over. He'll love him in this movement. But yeah, today with Salah not playing as well, the balls he was giving him, they weren't open.
I think and hope he will have learnt an awful lot this week playing that Newcastle game and today. I thought he was terrible today, aside from about 5 minutes before he went off. And that's fine.
Because he's
new to a team that's been really good.
Yeah.
And he's changing their shape and system a bit to accommodate him as well. So that's hard. And mainly so far, the things that have slightly annoyed me a little bit are I don't think he looks up for a battle very much. I think there were a few times people tackled him today and he looked like he couldn't be arsed trying to win it back or trying to be strong.
Yeah.
And everything looks too quick for him at the minute. So he'll have to sort that, really, because he's a very expensive, very important footballer. That they're changing a lot of what they do in order to accommodate him. I think he will be tremendous. But I think so far, he's had two hard games against really big and very physical teams. And they've been
pretty
good in the game where I've thought, come on, you could have just been a bit stronger there. That wasn't that hard. So I think he'll have learnt a lot about the league that he's in and that everyone's on top of you all the time. And you're never going to get a few seconds on the ball where you can just get your head up, have a look. Oh, I'll look left. No, I'll try right. Oh, I'll do this or whatever. You've got to do it right away. And I think he'll have learnt an awful lot. And it will all hit at some point, and hopefully it's in the not too distant future. But I think he's had two games against two really horrible midfields to play against, and he's looked a bit like a bit of a fish out of water. And I'm not surprised by that, because he's come from somewhere where he gets loads of time on the ball. I don't think people tackle him as hard, and he's going to have to adjust quite quickly.
Do you think he would have been helped by Sobotsai like playing alongside him today in the midfield?
Maybe, but it's probably hard to play them both there, isn't it, really?
It is, isn't it, yeah.
I don't think that will happen very much. I think it'll often be a lot of one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm not... there were other players that were poor today as well, so I'm not trying to pick on them. It's just...
I think
you can really tell he's come from somewhere where it's a lot easier to play the way he does.
Yeah.
I think that stands out at the minute.
But it can't just tear him. You look at Kerkes, he's had two tough games from Liverpool today. He was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's playing against the fraud. But he's unbelievable.
Best game in a Liverpool shirt by far, Kerkes today. You know, there's times where he looks like he's got a leash on him. You know, he wants to go, but he can't. And then second half, he's going, he's getting on the overlap. Gakpo doesn't give it to him enough for me. Gakpo, for his own game, needed to mix it up and let him have it on the outside a little bit. But it's much improved from Kerkes. Thought, really, really good. Thought Ekotike done really well. No, for what he's up against again, he's getting wrestled, but he doesn't shy away from it. And I mean, it's heavy that they played £70 million for a joiner. And that's not a technical football term, John. It's not someone who links the play. I'm not having him at all.
I've been waiting to skit him because I was like, we're playing them in a minute. So I've been waiting.
He's
clocking on at 8 a.m. in Beale on Monday.
He's wearing boots that he bought in Screwfix. Kerkes' one-on-one defending, I thought, was very, very good today.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
One thing that they've got to be a bit aware of that's not his fault is they played the ball over his head about three or four times.
Newcastle's
and nothing
as well.
Really came from it, but it was like, if Madueke had done a bit better, it could have been. I really didn't realise, even though I've seen him in person two or three times already, Kerkes for Bournemouth, I didn't realise how small he is.
Yeah.
And that means that ball over the top, if someone can play it, we'll be on all the time. And Liverpool, it's not Kerkes' fault, but Liverpool will need to have a plan of that will happen a lot.
He's also not lightning.
What are we going to do?
I thought he was quicker.
I thought he was faster.
Yeah, Madueke burns him a couple of times.
So what are we going to do to help him? It's going to have to be a thing that they actually craft.
And I think also, I don't fancy watching us playing him on one fullback and Frimpong on the other. I mean, Frimpong is possibly even littler than me, which is saying something. And that's
right,
a danger.
Suppose he's playing right back forever, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but it's a genuine danger, isn't it? You can dominate the game, you can play them off the park, and you're a free kick away from a draw.
I reckon Frimpong is that fast that if he was right back and it went over Kirk, as I said, he'd get over there quicker than anyone. So it probably makes up for it,
I do also think we've got a perfect balance with Connor and Andy Robbo. I just think we've got to make sure we get that right, you know.
And also we won all our games.
I know, yeah.
So they're doing something
well,
right.
Well, we're shite. Yeah.
How well did you defend the last 10 minutes? So you put 7 up.
It was so. That's what I'm going back to what I was saying before about 1-0. Not the last score I was expecting this morning, but it's the best possible score. I deserved 1-0.
I thought we battered them second half.
Oh, we did, yeah.
I thought we battered
but
them.
But then, to not be 2 or 3 in front and the game to be on the line to the very, very final whistle and for us to breeze through it and cruise through it and we weren't sweating. I wasn't blown for the whistle. I wasn't worried they were going to score. They were never going to score. And that surety that we had last season in so many games was back today. And back today on the day that counted. It was a genuine statement that Liverpool... I've got the tactics right, they've got the players right, they've got everything right, and they're going to be back to themselves. Liverpool are going to win the league again. We've seen it today. Liverpool are the best team in the league, and they've just gone through the game, and they've done all that they can. We're going to possibly get a player or two more or whatever to make us more expansive, but when it comes to it, when it really matters, we're not letting chances, we're not letting goals, and we can always get one. Job done.
Loads of people on the way up and before the game kicked off in the ground were telling me how good their bench looked, which is partly because like a couple of them were not fit enough to play and Ezra's only just signed and stuff like that, but were at pains to make out that they had more options and better ways to change the game. And I think it got better for Liverpool partly because the crowd decided that we were quite bored and would like to just try and force something to happen,
and the ref
but
was a gobshite.
It mainly got better because Liverpool brought Curtis Jones on, who I don't think anybody would have necessarily looked at as, well, that's someone that could come on and win a game against Arsenal for Liverpool today, because he's not going to dance past 3 and stick it in the corner or whatever. But as soon as he came on, Liverpool kept the ball, passed it quicker and passed it forward.
Yeah.
And none of that is like massively hard. I know it's tough against a team that's got really good shape and is dead physical like that. He didn't come on and do anything revolutionary though. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to start having pot shots and one of them's flown in and then I've done a mad assist or something like that. It was just very competent, very forward thinking play, and it completely changed Liverpool's attitude. It meant that they had the ball, it meant that they were able to shift it left and right, it meant that their centre halves suddenly have to turn and face the other way and then go back and look and check themselves. And I just thought he made the game loads harder for them. And Liverpool might spend another £200 million tomorrow before this is finished, and they've spent hundreds of millions already, and a lad from a mile away from the ground has come on and changed the game and decided the outcome of it, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's something to be really proud of, and to be more, to give more recognition to that. Liverpool have got loads of brilliant players. The one that scored an amazing goal that we're all sat here saying might be the best free kick we've ever seen, people slate regularly. I don't think changes games.
I have to clap once about the team
exactly.
Last year.
People are mad. The lesson is Liverpool have got loads of brilliant players. And as much as you might look at what other people are doing and go, ah, they look good, and look at all them that they can bring off the bench, well, Liverpool can bring anyone off the bench, whether it's an Italian fella who hasn't scored in the league for a year, whether it's a 16-year-old, whether it's a lad from town, and they can win a game for Liverpool in an amazing way.
And I think you've said that beautifully, in the fact that if you wind back a few years ago, Liverpool had like might rotate the team, and they might bring Jordan Henderson on, you know, they're rotating the team in a cup side. Or they might bring Milner on in a cup tie. They might do this and they might do that. And there was a bit of a catchphrase was, Liverpool have just brought the grown-ups on to see the game out. Well, Curtis Jones was the grown-up today when Liverpool were playing Arsenal. Curtis Jones was the grown-up who came onto the pitch. And like I said before, he wasn't on the pitch long enough to be the man of the match, but he was the key catalyst for Liverpool winning the match. Curtis Jones is the grown-up that came onto the pitch today. What a journey from when he's been a squad player. And people have thought, well, he's not quite up to this, and we need Ronaldo, and we need this, and we need that. He is he has moved beyond that, and that's the growth. What a credit to the young fella. I'm very proud of him being one of us, very proud of him being the grown up who came on today and made sure Liverpool won.
There's a moment second half where someone hit one quite flat, someone hit a pass quite flat, and it looked like they half didn't mean it, but they basically took a bit of a risk with the pass. And you've seen, I think, Szoboszlai inverted and he gets it on the end of it and the pitch just opens up. And that's where, like, understandably, given the nature of the game, the top two in the country, there's just times where we're not taking enough risks. Like, the pass will go sideways or backwards if we want to start again and recycle and stay in shape and whatever. And I think from that moment, you realise, all right, if we take a couple of more risks here, as long as we're staying in the shape, we might get a few more rewards. And I think he sees that when he comes on. I think Curtis sees this is what it needs. You know, it needs a bit more energy, but also it needs a pass that, yeah, it might be a bit more risky to fire in, but you're going to do it because the reward of it is it opens someone up, it switches the play, whatever else. So, very mature performance all round, I think, and loads to be happy from it, I think.
I know that you were joking a bit about Jokeres there as well, but I looked at him and Zubimendi and thought, I don't think these fancy this really either. I thought as soon as someone lent on them, they just gave it up. I've lost the ball then, and then I'll have to try and get back in position or whatever. I thought it was a bit of a lesson for everyone watching of, oh, people might think they've sorted what their issues looked like last year. They were their two weakest players on the pitch by a distance.
Distance. Oh, of course, he starts as well. He starts at Brighton, then he just went out the game. You didn't see him second half. You didn't see him touch his second half.
Michel Merino and Jurrien Timber, for two players the size of them, like the physicality of them.
Can you have a chat about Timber going down in stoppage time and trying to get Gakpo to give him like a full body massage? And the Gakpo told him to fuck off and he's like throwing his hands in there. I'm like, that's not his job. All his teammates fucked him off.
You're trying to score, you've got 4 minutes.
I really thought you were going to.
You're asking for someone to fucking take it over and lift it up.
Nine other outfield players on the other side of the pitch. He's like, come on, Cody, lad. Cody gave him like a half ass thing. And then he was like, is that the best you can do? And Cody's like, fucking yeah.
When you said going down there, I really thought you were going to do a joke about yelling timber. You missed it, John. It was there for you.
I mean, I'll always pitbull. I will always pitbull. You know that. Listen, Damon, we weren't great today, and we'll get into that tomorrow. There's the pre-show, there's the review, there's fucking Dan Morgan and his big gang of nerds.
Anyone want to talk
about passing lanes?
He's going to say Szoboszlai shouldn't have took the free kick because the XG on it was terrible.
Ah, yeah. It should have been a clip to the back post. And there's going to be all that. I did enjoy it. Josh Williams saying, oh, I love that game, right, you know, what a cliche. But there's time tomorrow. Liverpool aren't playing as well as they would like to play, David.
Yeah.
Liverpool would like to have created more chances from open play today. Yeah. Liverpool would like to be more fluid. But Liverpool can't have more points than they've got now. They can't be more top of the league than they are. And they certainly can't be more champions than they are already.
You're an inspirational talker, you are, Mr. Gibbons. All that's correct. And you know that there's more to come. And so, on a game like today, when the 6 points mattered, the best team won. Now, the best team won within itself. And, you know, fair play to I've got none against Arsenal. Fair play to them. They've got to employ what they've got to do. They've got to do this and they've got to do that. But Liverpool were in control of the game. They had the world-class moments in the game, and there's more to come. We're going to win the league.
More to come, which is scary for everyone else, because we are top of the league and I can't see anyone catching us.
Three amazing ways to win matches, all of them different, all unique, all tons and tons of fun. I think we felt really involved in everything so far. It's felt like the crowd has made a difference to some degree in all of the games. Loads of people that you wouldn't have necessarily expected to play a big role, already playing a big role and making a difference. And I think everyone else will be looking at Liverpool and thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And even the ones that weren't that good last year, or the ones that weren't involved because they were too young, or the ones that weren't involved because they weren't there yet, are scoring and getting assists and making a big difference. And I'm just so happy with all of it. I think the first three games have felt amazing. And given the difficulty of those three games, it bodes tremendously well for the rest. I'm so excited for everything to come.
And I just think, Dan, if you want to win a cup, then you better hurry up, because we're the Liverpool FC.
I've heard that. I've heard that. Might be true, that, John, yeah. Now, look, I can't wait to get back from the break now. 2 weeks of no Liverpool, but I can't wait to get back.
Play 2 weeks of them looking at the table.
To play relegation fodder like Man United and Burnley. And have a few more easier fixtures, hopefully. No, in all seriousness, it's... If you want a bit of an insight into the review, by the way, £10 per month. 10 less back passes, second half to first half. So, subscribe for that at least.
More of that to come. Dennis Byrne, the post-match show from the Glen Book. As you get it here, it's a party in the background. We are top of the league. Thanks a huge amount to Damien, to Dan Austin, to Dan Morgan, to Andy, who always makes this sound incredible. Craig Harrod clipping me like a... And here he won't be able to help if he says get involved. We're off to sing and shout and let it all out. Up the Reds.